Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Khorram and Justin Nielsen here with a look at the market for Monday, March 18th, where we did see a bit of a fade after a Monday morning gap up, Justin, ahead of a busy week.
Yeah, so it's definitely, there's going to be a lot to watch this week. I mean, we've already got an AI conference in full swing with NVIDIA and the GTC. We've got a Fed meeting coming later on this week, and we've got some stocks that are setting up outside of the areas that maybe we've been focused on a little bit for the last few months. So we'll take a look at DraftKings, Apollo, and Royal Caribbean today.
Yeah, always a good idea to get that diversity of leadership in focus there with those setups. Okay, we'll get to those stocks, but first let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today up 0.8% by session's close after 1 point early on in the day being up about 1.4% or so. The S&P 500 up 0.6% by the end of the day. The Dow up 0.2%, and the Russell 2000 down about 0.5%. So we did get a little bit of a fade, but what's your assessment, Justin, of the action?
Well, I mean, I guess the big thing that I'm looking at right now is the levels that we can be holding here. So for the NASDAQ, this 21-day moving average line, I think, is an important level. This is where we've been kind of focused, because you've noticed that what's been happening with the market, the index here, is it keeps on getting support right at that level. It hasn't even come down to the 50-day moving average line. That's a sign of a really strong rally. Now, granted, a lot of these AI, tech, that's what's been making the NASDAQ really kind of look the best. But the S&P 500, while it still has a very heavy tech bent, because a lot of those heavy market weights are also very heavy in the S&P 500, it also has been just getting that, bounces off the 21-day moving average line over and over again. And in fact, in this latest pullback, it didn't even come to the 21-day moving average line like the NASDAQ did. It just barely got below the 10-day moving average line, and it was right back in action. So a lot of strength there. The Russell 2000, this one has been a little bit trickier. It's great that it's, gotten above this 2000 level and stayed there, but it's been a little bit more back and forth, and that's come down to its 10-week moving average line and almost sitting right on top of that area of prior resistance, which can possibly now become an area of support. So the jury is still out on that one. But I think it's undeniable that the market has been having a really nice run. The pullbacks have been very minor, usually lasting only a couple days sometimes. But we have had heavier distribution lately. That's not going away. There's a lot of question marks of how far and how long can this market go? And right. I think this is where it's important that you kind of look at other areas, other timeframes in which markets had a lot of strength, because it can really kind of unveil for you how this could play out. And the way it usually plays out is you might have a very long run in the market, but that doesn't mean you don't have your bumps and wiggles along the way. So, just some stuff to be prepared for. And some sector rotation that might happen underneath the surface.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of, let's take a look at some sectors we've been watching and then some stocks outside of that. But first, here's a look at the tech software ETF IGV, bouncing back after getting hit pretty hard on Friday, but we're not out of the woods yet here, Justin.
Yeah. And so again, it's really important that you kind of remember who's the makeup in your IGV or any ETF that you're looking at. And certainly when you look at Adobe, that was a big component that was taking a hard hit on an IGV and bringing a lot of stocks down with it. So you can kind of see what's happening there. It's also probably worth looking at XLC. This is the communication sector spider ETF. And of course, one of the big components in there is Meta, but also Google, Alphabet parent, the Alphabet parent is for Google, and that had a really strong day, although it closed well off of its highs today. You've also got kind of the oil. One of the things that we were noting on IBD Live this morning was how oil was coming on strong. So you look at USO, which is the ETF that tracks the crude oil, or XLE, dominated by ExxonMobil and Chevron. But outside of those areas, you all are seeing some stocks that are looking very strong. We mentioned like Weatherford today and FTI that's been showing strength. So the point is that you're getting other areas that maybe weren't in favor that are coming on a little bit stronger. you know, it's not that tech is dead by any stretch, but some of these other areas participating might be able to take up the slack if you start seeing some of your former leaders taking a break.
Right. Good point. Well, you did mention the NVIDIA conference and CEO Jensen Huang is speaking right now, I believe, as we speak. So we'll have to see. Actually, let's see if there's any sort of movement up a little bit in the after hours. But Justin, we know that the chips have been on fire, and with that could be due for more of a rest. Like, the momentum's there. They could keep powering higher.
Yeah.
But if you are looking at this, you could also very well see some sort of pause, continuation of a pause after that downside reversal.
Well, and I think you have to be ready for, you know, a number of different scenarios. We talk about that a lot of times, you know, okay, this could happen, this could happen. And what are you going to do in each of those cases? Because for as much as we've been saying, oh, the market's extended, it just has kept on powering higher. That hasn't stopped it, right? And that's the case for a lot of these stocks. I mean, we were talking about SMCI being, you know, super extended not too long ago, and it just, you know, shook it off and went higher. So, you know, the $1,000 level looked like it was going to be insurmountable for it, and then it got above it. So you do have to have kind of the possibility of it going higher. What are you going to do in that case? And the possibility of sideways action, downward pressure. And it's again, not just a matter of what's happening in the indexes themselves, but you do have to look under the surface. What's happening with the stocks in your portfolio? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make the difference in whether you're making money or not.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a look at some setups of note, starting with DraftKings. This is DKNG, a nice little pop here today, up 4.2%. Volume was average and above the last 2 weeks or so, it looks like here, Justin, after tightening up at some key levels.
Yeah. So, you know, look, it's not just about the AI conference, right? I mean, we got March Madness brackets that came out last night. So of course that's going to put some attention on DraftKings as investors, you know, look at another season, that can involve a lot of betting. Harrison Miller wrote a great stock of the day on this stock today. So that's definitely worth checking out at investors.com. You can find it right there where Ali's showing you on Market Surge, but definitely worth taking a look because, I mean, look, this is, you know, billions of dollars are going into March Madness. And so that's just starting up. DraftKings, as more and more states are making gambling legal, DraftKings is getting a benefit. North Carolina, there was a lot of talk about that in Harrison Miller's article today. So more importantly, it's also, not only does it have that fundamental side, but it's got something going on the technical side for it as well. You've got this downtrend that it's breaking above. That's a positive. And, you know, it looks like there's a little stray mark, a little stray black mark right there. And that's not on accident. That's actually showing you that this is a stock that has enough power to get what we call our ants feature, which is telling you basically that there's been increased volume and increased upward movement to a stock. And that's kind of a signal that institutional investors are really kind of taking notice of a stock. So you've got those ants there. You've got a nice little downtrend that we're breaking above. You've got a little bit of volume. This has been the heaviest volume in the last week or so. So those are all positives and things worth noting. And if you step back on the weekly chart, it's not like this stock hasn't been participating. You see that relative strength line. This is a stock that, while it hasn't been maybe one of the strongest, it has been participating in this rally, and it's been taking a break here. So ideally, you could kind of see this, you know, very tight action that we've had. DraftKings could come out of that and really kind of have another move. Now, the one thing to be careful of, as you see on this weekly, a lot of times it pops up and then kind of bases again. So maybe this is a little bit more for a swing trade, but certainly worth watching, especially during March Madness time.
Right. And I think catching it before it pops up too far from the moving averages, with that personality is something to note. And it's pretty close to that 10-week line right now. Okay, let's take a look at APO. This is Apollo Global. And I'm actually going to stay on the weekly chart here first, Justin.
Yeah, not a bad idea, because when you look at the tight action that's happening in this, another stock that, again, this is outside of tech. This is in the financial space. It's an investment management company. And this has had, this has been actually on leaderboard for quite a while. It's a half position. And you can see that it's had a nice run. You've got these multiple weeks up in a row. They're not that big, but it's just consistent. Week after week after week. And you also saw some nice volume around the earnings report. So you've got that combination of, you know, strong upward pressure. You've got some volume behind it. And now that the stock is taking a break, it's doing so in such an orderly fashion. You even look at the daily and it's just hardly budging. It's just not willing to give up much in the way of gains. And it's being held by the 21-day moving average line. So we've been seeing this a lot where stocks on the daily chart are being held by their 21-day moving average line. On the weekly chart, they're just coming to their 10-week moving average line, finding support, and then continuing higher. So, you know, it's kind of a reminder, hey, we've got a Fed meeting this week. I don't know that anyone is really expecting for there to be cuts, but we're always looking to see what kind of, especially from the press conference, what kind of gauges can be met guidance. In terms of guidance and where things are going. You know, last Fed meeting, it was kind of like, or, you know, a few Fed meetings ago when it was kind of things were getting taken off the table, you got some really strong reactions. We've got some more economic data that's been out, a hotter than expected CPI report, things like that, that it's going to be important to kind of see how is the Fed looking at this, because a lot of folks are looking for the cuts to start happening. And it's just a matter of when. Everyone knows that they're coming, but it's a matter of when will they start and how many will we get this year? Because those numbers keep on dwindling.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, last but not least, let's take a look at RCL. This is Royal Caribbean showing a cut base here on the daily chart and on the weekly, seeing the same here, taking a little bit of a pause after coming close to the buy point, it looks like.
Yeah. And so this was my stock for if you just wanted to take a pause from it all, right? You just go on a cruise. So it's nice to see this have a nice, very orderly, again, cut base. Now, it did spend some time underneath that 50-day moving average line, but you can see it, you know, quickly recovered. Most of the base is above that 50-day moving average line, and it came right down to a level that you'd kind of like to see it get support, right down to the former cup. So this is kind of what we call a base on base formation. You know, or maybe it got that 20% level, but it's kind of a base on base formation. And even though it hasn't made much progress lately, and you can see that in the relative strength being a little bit weaker, it does look poised to potentially go. And you've got other members in the group that are also looking strong. Marriott in the travel space, MAR, you know, that's one that we've been looking at, very tight action there. So, you know, we've been talking about the travel and how it's been a tough trade because every time it seems like it's going, it doesn't go very far before it pauses again. But Royal Caribbean is, you know, it's got a lot of weeks up in a row lately, and that's not a bad setup. So if it pauses a little bit right here, that could maybe build a handle, and then we could see it go from there. So it's definitely one to watch.
Yeah, couple more days. If it can spend around here, we might get that handle. All right, Justin. Well, thank you so much for your analysis today. And thanks everyone for tuning in. We will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all those details. We will see you there. And then we'll also see you back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.